with her book review, Laura Cagle, in the Christchurch studio, and she's been reading Last Best Chance by Brooke Donnell. Kia ora, Laura.
Kia ora, Catherine. How are you?
Great. What do you have here?
Oh, well, this is not going to be a rave, I'm afraid. It's a light story. And it centres really all around fertility struggles of one woman in particular. But I just found ultimately it struggled itself to fulfil its potential. It starts off with Rachel, who is an Australian woman. She's recently divorced and she's embarking on a big trip to a small European country for affordable IVF treatment. She spent a lot of money in Australia and is down to the last chance of embryo transfer, and she's trekking across to spend her last bit of money on this last best chance, really. The other character she crosses paths with is Jess, who's British and living in the same small European country with her local boyfriend Victor. And they're really struggling to make ends meet, really. They're picking up odd jobs here and there. Jess tutors English at the library. She writes for a local English language paper. And she also tends bar at the hotel where the fertility clinic puts up the foreigners coming in for treatment. So you can see the chance to meet there. So it's a pretty basic setup with, you know, one character doing everything in her power to have a child and one character not wanting to have children. With a bit of an odd subplot around climate change. There's a big environmental tech expo coming to town, and the rumour is that a big a reclusive solar panel magnate, a bit of a tech genius, is planning to purchase farmland nearby for you know, the expansion of her company, and will she or won't she be at the expo? She's sort of got a bit of echoes of what recently happened with Princess Catherine. You know, where is she? She's reclusive. Will she appear at this expo? Won't she? The threads are woven together though pretty clunkily. And there's quite a few loose ends and curious scenes that don't necessarily go anywhere. She spends a fair amount of real estate building a murky picture of this overly bureaucratized European state that focuses on rules, but is of course willing to bend them at any opportunity. But it just wasn't clear to me why that element was there. If it was trying to be comedic, it didn't really hit the mark. I didn't have any laugh out loud moments. There's one of the threads is one of Jess's English language students. You know, there's a couple of scenes where she insists that they all leave town because of the expo, you know, go away for the weekend, and it comes up several times, but nothing ever really comes of it, and it adds a bit of intrigue in the build up to it. What's, you know, what is the strange, curious thing about this expo? But it's never resolved, which ultimately is a bit frustrating. And same with the tech genius. It sort of just doesn't quite pay off the way I think it's intended to. And, you know, with stories like these, you want the power of the question of the fertility issues and the real personal struggle there. You want the power to come through and feeling connected to that or learning something about it or, have, you know, reading an experience that teaches you maybe something about yourself. But there's the payoff just wasn't there for me, so ultimately a little bit disappointing.
All right, thank you very much for the review. Laura Cagle has been reading Last Best Chance by Brooke Donnell, published by Fremantle Press, $40 the price.